This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige.
It's the new me. I'm in a better mood.
You know, I love that. I got rid of my hair. My head doesn't itch anymore.
I think, you know what? I think your blue hair was triggering me.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
Well, that's the new me. I'm going to wear a different wig because I just decided to switch it up a little bit.
Wait, I mean, you're not thinning out, though.
No, I just wanted to do something different.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be somebody else.
Well, do the Hulk Hogan.
In here.
Huh? How about that? Do the Hulk Hogan. You'll do something different.
Do you have any do-rags?
Uh-huh.
Do-rag tomorrow.
Do-rag?
I can use some.
It's not any kind
of... I'll go look and see if I can find a few do-rags.
By do-rag, I'm not even meaning any specific thing. Just go and... I've noticed I've not even put headphones on yet.
You know what?
I don't need them, actually.
If I bring them for everybody, I have to be honest with you.
I don't want a do-rag.
I think a dog has worn it before.
If you bring me a do-rag, I will do run, run, run. I'll do run, run. I just went on one of those. Successful, in fact.
Okay.
Went downstairs because Fat Boy was going upstairs, and I went on a doo-doo run, and... he beat me back here, but I did it with cleaner lungs.
I'm glad you ran fast.
Thank you.
Just
I can do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say that Headlines was brought to us by Gosling Electric?
Just did. That's
okay,
good.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I don't want to forget that. All right, so this woman found out the hard way why we say breed like rabbits. So this woman is in Michigan in Saginaw County.
Saginaw.
So...
that's a gross word.
She called the Saginaw County Animal
Michigan.
Care and Control and said she needed some help because her house had become overrun with rabbits. She said she bought a few rabbits as pets for her kids, and they started breeding.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And she couldn't stop them. They were doing it like rabbits.
And, well...
every day, everywhere.
Everybody's interpretation. We had some at the beginning when we got the farm, and...
didn't work out.
No, they're not. I mean,
they're not as nice as you think.
They're not.
I had a rabbit that was mean.
Every once in a while, you'll see people on Instagram or whatever have the sweet rabbit that'll sit on your shoulder and stuff.
Mine would
but most
bite.
Of the time, they're chewing stuff. One of mine died after eating part of a fern.
Oh, no. Aww.
That was apparently, it was just a house plant. Sucker ate it and burnt.
Yeah, to kill cats, too. Real poisonous.
Rabbits?
Some of those house plants.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Jesus. So this woman tried to separate them, putting them in pens in her basement, but they got around by chewing through the drywall and other materials, making it impossible to contain them.
Oh, she thought it was a rat. I would.
So she thought
that rat that I had in Easley, that sucker was the size of a house cat.
Did you crack it?
No, remember, it got electrocuted.
Oh, that's right.
It chewed into the dishwasher and electrocuted itself.
Jeez, poor guy.
Just the fact.
Poor guy.
Well, I mean, electrocuted himself.
He exceeded his life expectancy by like 10 times.
Oh. She loves every type of animal.
She does.
Even the a-hole animals.
Like a raccoon with
rabies.
Would
you want to die like that? I mean, that's sad.
No, I would choose the gun range.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, my God. All right.
Or a car.
Or decapitation.
She thought the number of rabbits had grown to 50, but the animal control person removed more than 65. And many of the females were already pregnant.
Yeah, I got to see what the gestation period is for a rabbit.
Dude, I was just Googling that. I was putting in digestion.
It's got to be quick.
Digestion.
Plus, the B word you mentioned twice already is really gross. It's a buzzword in the adult film community. And sometimes in certain movies, girls will use that word.
I said it or she said it?
She said it twice.
What did I say?
Did you say bunghole or what?
No, I don't even like saying it. But it was in the headline.
Let me see.
It's a gross word.
Let me play.
Starts with a B.
Brought.
No.
Ben.
That's what rabbits were doing.
Born.
Nope. What were those rabbits doing?
They
I don't see a B
breeding.
Word.
Oh, stop it. That's it. That's
breed.
The one.
Oh, breed.
Yeah, that's not dirty talk, lady, when you use that word in certain situations.
No, it's like you're just using us for our stuff.
Yeah.
And you're breeding yourself.
You look so hot tonight. You want to go home and breed?
Oh, God. Stop it. For real. This is gross.
I hope you just mispronounced the word breathe.
Fat boy, you look so good. You're the type of guy I want to breed with.
Oh, God. Even with the blue wig, it wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't. Even in complete darkness, it wouldn't work.
Oh, that's right up there with just water, like mud and moist.
I would say, Jeremy, send me a picture of your, you know what, so I can think about breeding.
Oh, yeah, stop it.
You know, you're not kidding. Same restaurant, the one I said, they have food that's inspired by world-renowned chefs. Also, on the dessert thing, it literally said the word moist cake. And I was like, hands on my hips, like, No. I'm thinking about something totally different. And it's not even maybe what you're thinking. You could go the Rihanna route. You could go the Tony Montana route.
Ooh,
that's some
boy.
Wet Coke.
You in that shirt.
You're like, cake.
You look like you're a guy that likes to breathe.
Oh, stop.
She was sitting there smacking herself in the gooch. I had to hurt. I think you still lose a little bit of your wind in your lungs when women get hit there too, right, Paige?
Sure.
Yeah.
See how much of a bully she is? She really is.
She's going to keep saying it over and over again.
Done.
She says it in that hot voice too, which is hot with other stuff she talks about, but not with that.
You mean that voice?
You make me want to breed.
Stop. God.
That is bad.
Oh, God. Oh. If you said moist mud, that would be just as bad.
Guys,
I just used those two words a moment ago before we went back on the air.
Ooh, I like it moist.
Oh, pull.
What do you do? Do you prefer dry mud? I mean, God.
Just the worst. Some words are just shouldn't be said.
Yeah.
Moist.
You get me moist.
Oh, God. That's funny, but bad. Like, it sounds awful.
She would be the worst OnlyFanner. She would be there.
I know she'd be making fun of people.
Do you want to see? I guess you'd be an only fanatic.
Hey, a bully.
You want to see my feet? Hold on. Oh, whoops. Farted. Ouch. Oh, God. My feet are so ticklish. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. 5 minutes, Jeff. I'm
fart.
So busy.
I wouldn't fart.
A little slip of the poot.
Yeah.
If they paid for it, you would have to.
I guess, but I can't. It's like peeing in a cup. You can't do it when they ask you to do it. It's tough. It makes you nervous.
You could. Give me a big gulp. I'm filling it up.
What? Say what?
Could you penis shame, Paige? Because that's a big thing people pay for.
Like Weinstein.
Yeah.
Steen.
Hi. So they call you big guy. I call you tiny. Is that what you say?
God. See, it sounds hot when she's doing it, though. Like,
it's the tiniest little one I've ever seen.
Man.
Maybe that is like you're sitting there saying, oh, I'm going to try to...
Like, hey, little guy.
Ooh, where is it?
I'll show you.
I can't see it. It's so small.
Hey, man, it's kind of working.
I've never heard that before.
Do you have any tweezers? What if you got to find it?
You said you have a penis, but you have a micro penis.
Is there a button down there? Is it? You see anything? Like,
really mean.
It's like somebody threw a nickel in a big pot of hair.
God.
This shouldn't be tag teaming OnlyFans. I'm not going to be on there with you. It's not a double penis shame.
You're so big, it's like a canyon. Hello.
Wait, they don't do it for women. It's
why
just
don't
dudes.
You do it like Mrs. Doubtfire, though? Hello. Hello. I love jump around by a house of birds. Hello.
No, I can't do OnlyFans. You're right.
You gonna work me over with that?
Huh?
You gonna work me over with that?
Well, it's your turn. I did Canyon. What you got? What you got for me?
It's like, ooh, is that, did you bring your bulldog or am I looking at, did you forget to wear shorts?
Yeah, man, I see it too. You know the way the bulldog will have the two, like, Dracula fangs? No matter how fat them lips are, you see them two just sitting there.
I know.
It's like it becomes part of the lip.
Bulldog Dracula. If people dress their bulldogs up like Dracula for Halloween.
Okay, I got one for
Barkula.
You.
Oh, she got one.
You're so little. That looks like a splinter. Okay, your turn.
It wasn't that good, though. That shouldn't
I'm
count.
Trying. Okay, give up. Let's move on.
It's okay.
All right.
You're still heat with us for missing your birthday. I get it.
So who did you go to a chick? Did you go to a barber shop and drop a wad of gum and a floor full of hair? I mean, what are we looking at? That'd be $20. And we take EBT on OnlyFans.
Okay.
We love it. We love the EBTs. You can buy nudies with them.
I could tell you're a religious woman because you had two offering plates on your breasts. Oh, those are your nipples. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Remember the offering plates have a little circle of carpet in there? It's like so you didn't hurt you. So it didn't make too much of a jang-a-lang when you threw your coins in. They have a little piece of carpet in there, like to catch it.
Jang-a-lang. Oh,
didn't hear how much you threw in there.
I heard you went to an autograph signing, and Joe Montana was almost thought he was signing a football, but you forgot to wear a bra, and you just leaned down on the table real low.
That was too wordy.
I know. There's no word economy.
He signed a football.
Plus, I used a player that's, you know, too old now.
I know. Okay. You say Joe Montana now, they're all thinking freaking Scarface.
I know, dummies.
Oh, boy.
They
right.
probably think Tanya more than they think Tana. Tanya.
From Boy Meets World.
Dude,
Tanya.
That should be a fussing name. Tanya. Tanya like, Tucker.
Are you Tanya or Tanya?
Tanya. It's Tanya. It's like Tripper Jones' wife at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew,
Karen.
This is Tripper's wife, Karen. Hi, it's Karen. With her hand, like, you know, like she's holding a cup of coffee, oh, smiling Karen. In a Instagram Karen. Photo. Hi, it's Karen.
If you're taking the husband's name, you should take the whole name, not just the last one.
She should have been Karen Chipper Jones.
Karen Larry Wayne.
Hi, it's Karen Chipper. Karen Chipper Jones. I'm Larry Wayne Chipper.
Chipper Wayne?
He had a lot of names.
Like that. Really
I bet Chipper Jones looks like a guy he just leaves dip cups everywhere.
Dude, you follow him on anything?
No, I need to.
He's got a handful of kids, and I think it's like his second set. You know how they'll do that now? Rich people, yeah. They go in, they'll start like four generations with one guy. He looks so tired all the time. Like,
he
does nothing. I mean, he has an active life. He doesn't go out and do signings or conventions. Obviously, not coaching or anything. He's just like shooting deer and drinking beer.
Like, he don't want to,
God. Dude, how did Stone Cold not ever use that? I mean, my Lord.
I tried to, nobody listened.
Shooting deer.
That sounds too much like digging holes and taking souls. It was an Undertaker's thing. Digging holes, yeah.
Not shooting.
Well, he was an Undertaker. I mean, what do you expect?
Stone Cold OnlyFans, God, would be perfect. You call that a butthole? What?
What? Oh, boy. All right. So, do you think you're a good liar?
Yeah.
Clearly not.
There was a study done, and they asked people if they thought they could pass the polygraph test. And believe it or not, 67% say yes, especially men. 8% say yes, even if they were lying, and 6% said no. And young men were most likely to think that they can get away with lying.
There's a trick to it.
There is a trick to it, for sure.
I mean, yeah. I've been lied to many a times in relationships, and I know you're lying. And I just let you get away with it because I know you're lying. Because I know you ate my food. I know you did the stuff that you did.
You're blaming it on the dog again, aren't you?
No. I know he just took it to work with him and said...
Your dog has a job?
She should have a job.
What?
She
dog jobs.
She does. She watches the house. It's her house. Oh, I just okay. sleep there, basically. I don't.
I see.
You know.
I'm trying to figure out how to explain the trick.
To lie?
Yeah, but like, not like, just for that, though.
It's really the same mentality of fake it before you make it, where yep. they tell young entrepreneurial types, go ahead and act like you got it. Therefore, you become used to it. Don't act like it's the first time you've been on a jet or uh-huh. at Turks and Caicos. You act like you've been there before.
So if you lie enough, and people you start believe you. It. Yeah, yeah, see?
It just and like with world history, it becomes history.
Yeah.
That's why so many living people, you think about, why are so many living people now making biopics? Or why did they ever write books? To control their own narrative. I'll tell you one of the best ones to do it. Howard Stern.
Yeah.
With that movie. I mean, it literally, like, it's on Tubi now, too. But, like, literally, that laid it, for people to know who he was, that just sealed his legacy. And everybody, and was there some falsities to that movie? Yeah. I mean, there was. Yeah. But
controlled his own narrative at a time.
At a time when you could not. There was not internet.
Mm-hmm.
There was no Wikipedia.
That's a good point. He set the timeline to... You know, it's pretty much.
I could have asked my accountant. I gave them $3.25 the other day.
Really?
I felt sorry for them. I want to see if I can take it off of my taxes.
You can.
They keep asking for it.
I felt bad. It's like $3.25. I've used y'all for years to get this.
The write-off for the charitable stuff isn't what it used to be.
Yes, but is Wikipedia a charity? I think it's just for stoners who like to be critical on the internet and sit around and correct things.
They tell you like to.
We can write off your church stuff. Can't you?
Well, if I had some, you know, here we go with that.
There we go.
Unless we talking about chicken, I ain't got no numer receipts.
You can, you tell a portion of the truth, right? That's essentially what the trick is. Enough to convince yourself you're not lying so you could not even just pass a polygraph test, but just not come off to somebody like you're obviously lying.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't think of a good example.
I'll give you a good example. In honor of my mother, when someone would call my home and asked to speak to me, and I'm like, no, don't talk to them. Go outside then. I don't see him.
Oh.
That's exactly, yeah. She knew I was standing right outside the door because it'd be summertime and it'd be hot and I'd want to run back in.
We don't like to lie, but we bend the truth.
Oh, that's perfect.
So you would be able to pass one? Yeah, maybe.
Well, I don't know.
You got to use that big brother logic too. It plays into it.
I think your body gives it away. So I'd probably fail a lot.
Poker, though. Poker
players.
No, it's
not in your face. It's
body language.
It's your heart and your body. Like, if you're lying, your heart may be beating like a little faster because you know you're lying.
The business and stuff, like, when you're talking, especially, like, directly to one person, like, never look away from them. Like, look them in the eye while you're talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you reciprocate that back. But I did that one time. Yeah. The guy stopped meeting, said, something wrong?
He gets distracted.
And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you're staring a hole in me right now. And I'm like, what are you talking?
See, I'm paying attention, buddy.
Trying to.
Don't let me paying attention distract you from the point.
Like, are you mesmerized by these eyes?
Don't they?
Is it the lazy one or the regular one that's getting to you? Should I put on my glasses because you're distracted?
Don't they teach special forces how to do that, how to lie?
Yeah. Dude, there's a good video. This guy, I think his name's Chris Voss. Like Rick Voss, I think it's that same, and he's a former FBI guy, and he talks about how they would teach people, if you ever got caught in another country, how to manipulate that into your own favor.
Oh, those videos are good, man, because they got pocket disguises.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They tell you what Europeans look for in Americans, how they can spot them.
Swiss Army shoes.
It's like, we don't eat, you can tell with a fork. It's like Europeans eat with a hand over the fork.
Uh-huh.
We don't do that.
With a left hand.
Yeah, like we hold it up under.
Yeah, and a lot of military men and women both, they will never sit with their back to a door in a restaurant ever.
And it makes sense why the European do that. It's because a lot of people wipe with their right hand and you don't want to eat with the same thing that you saw on your boo-boo.
Wait a second. That makes sense, but I didn't know that was a rule.
Well, kind of, but what if you're like me and wipe with a fork?
You got it backwards.
Oh, you cut with a knife with your left, but you put that up to your mouth. Makes sense.
Well, they were even saying, like, the way you stand. They know how we stand as Americans.
Oh, well.
That's why it's in some cultures it's rude to put your right hand out to shake hands because people...
But, yeah, that's the same part where they'll kiss your hand. Or men will kiss each other on the cheek. It's very strange.
Yeah, what are we doing? I mean, look. I mean, come on.
You go in like that. I think we're going for a shoulder hug. You put a lip. You ain't getting the other cheek. That's when I will go Old Testament and turn the other cheek. Literally.
The Italians say it's a sign of respect, but I mean, come on. It's just... It's borderline gayness.
Yeah, but that's like, but you go four or five countries over and the sign of respect is washing their feet. That's really going real far. And I mean, know Jesus on. Did that.
Jesus did that.
I know.
There's probably a whole country of nice dressed dudes.
The Super Bowl commercial.
Jesus thought you had to serve before you leave, too.
Oh, it's a good example, but in the, I'm a germaphobe. I'm not, I will kiss you on both cheeks before I wash your feet. We got to be in some kind of relationship before I'm doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, my feet are the way they are. I wouldn't expect anything.
You're a bad ballet dancer. They probably look like talons on the ends now.
You probably got hammer toes.
Now, you have nice feet. Let's see. You into showing them off?
You got to go see Dr. Sarah for my feet are killing me.
They're so muscular toes. They are.
Can you grab stuff with them?
Mm-hmm.
One of the ladies' names in Fussin', I left it in there, but obviously we didn't read it. But then I want to say the name of her, the older lady. She had a hair salon. And I thought it was the coolest name ever, and I looked it up to, you know.
Is it taken?
It's so many of them. There's like 15 of them. It's called Curl Up and Die, and it's a hair salon.
Oh, my God.
But the die is spelled with a Y.
Oh, that's clever.
I was like, that is so clever. There's humpteen of them all around.
Same thing I thought of with hairport. There's a lot of hairports.
A barber at a hairport?
Salons, barbershops. That's all been thought
Everybody's
of.
Everybody's crafty.
Too many people, I guess.
Dude. Preachers of Mad World, let's get together, do one at GSP, and call it Scareport. Come on, join me.
Scareport. Oh, that's too close to.
That could be
what's
good.
Going on. Oof.
Too close to what's going on. What?
It's planes crashing.
I thought Scareport. Bombshell Lounge was a great name. Guess what? There's already one of those too.
Bombshell Lounge.
Yeah.
Why Everything's would you think
been
that was
taken.
Good?
Everything's been taken.
It's all gone. Hendrix said that years ago. Jimmy, not Martin.
Jimmy.
It's like all the good ones are gone. And then you break it down to Greek philosophy. It's like there's seven stories. And then when you compare it, it's true. There are seven movies, seven books. It's just character change. It's diversity, this, that, the other.
Good versus evil.
Yeah, it's like all the comparisons with Wizard of Oz. Like how many Wizards of Oz is you've watched and not realized, that's freaking Wizard of Oz.
It's wild. Yeah, or it's the Wiz.
Yeah. Oh,
which is the same thing, right?
No, you know, that movie was scary to me. I don't know why. The one with Diana Ross and Michael Jackson?
Yeah, are the characters like all supposed to be black?
I don't, as a honky, I watched it and didn't understand. I was like, okay, so is this just Black Wizard of Oz? But it was totally different. It was like Willy Wonka meets...
He's on down the road.
I know, it had a pleasant soundtrack. Mm-hmm. But
that was in The Wiz?
Yeah.
Row, really?
Yeah, Row. Believe it or not, Row, are you a dog Rory now? Row.
Well, where we was.
He's a raggy.
Row, Roy.
Ruby dooby doo. That was a mega tariff joke, but that came out instead. I'm just backwards today. I'm still thrown off by
After the markets so. Yesterday, it's terrific. It's terrific.
Terrific. Market Don't believe it. Market Quite frankly, you should believe me and nobody else. I wouldn't tell you wrong, but everybody else would.
When my hand goes up, inflation goes down.
Let's not forget JD dropped a trophy when the Buckeyes win. He couldn't handle it.
So what did we learn today?
I don't know.
On page, those your eyes guys had those. Rabbits and lying. It's
Wait
great.
A minute. That was one news story? Off Dude, rabbits?
Rabbits
okay.
and lying.
God. Okay. You get on that too. Tip, man. I'm too. Let's buy all the stop sets. Payroll deduction. And just roll straight through.
I bet you we could take them and then go resell them and make more money.
Probably. Like hey, man, if you we need were some the commercials? Sales,
you want some commercials, man?
Well, like Ashley Larry walking around selling commercials.
Okay. Like a commercial?
You know what I got you tomorrow? I got 120 seconds. You want that? I got that for you.
Before I give you a little sample, I need a stab.
Meet me out back.
How about that? All right. Don't say that, Paige. She's
not gonna.
It's trademarked.
Not gonna.
Gosh. It's so white. Meet me out back.
Meet me out back. How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
You're going to catch these.
did they get a hold of you by chance? Who? These nuts?
These nuts.
Do you like fitting this? What do you mean? Fitting this blank into your mouth?
Where do you get your fentanyl, Paige?
That's a good question. You get the patch or the
Your
shot?
Your neighborhood.
Hang on now.
That's where you get your shrooms.
Oh.
Morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sing along.
I don't know this one. Oh, we can't. Let the whole thing go. Can't we all agree, like, music just isn't the same? It's not that it's bad, but...
You mentioned them earlier, so I thought I'd play them.
I appreciate it. Oh, you do your rejoins on the fly.
Yeah, more so now, because this is not what I started out with today.
Will you stick it in the mouth? Oh, I shouldn't sing.
So, you know, you just kind of get a feel for, like, hey, let's pivot. That's a buzzword in corporate America, too.
That's in pivot and sunset, which I think they've already sunset that.
Yeah, they don't say anymore.
Maybe sunset didn't mean, like, it's done for, because, like, remember that we were talking about Facebook's Meta World, how that was going to be, and then they're like, yeah, we're going to sunset this. Because Now I think they are looking at bringing that back with the integration of the glasses and stuff.
Just like they...
Which is so unnerving, really.
They sunset Big Lots, but they're bringing them back.
Yeah. You almost wonder, like, there was this place in Greenville that they eventually got in some legal trouble. They were a small business, and, like, once a year they'd do a going out of business sale. And, like, after the third year, everybody realized, oh, I see what you're doing. That's clever. Because they would, first of the year, they'd be like, you know what? We're going to hang on one more year. And eventually, they had to, like, move the company or the business to another location and change the name or all that together.
You know,
I always thought it was kind of clever. It's like what Red Lobster did with Flavor Flav. I think that was all engineered, every bit of it.
How about just put a 70% discount up? It's the same thing. It's going to drive a crowd either way. You don't have to threaten to close to give, like, a great discount.
Yeah, I mean...
80% off.
Even if you're a restaurant, and, I mean, it sucks, especially the family-owned ones. I mean, I feel more for them than I do, because, like, when you're family-owned, like, that's... You're trying to maybe make some familial wealth, and, you know, if you've if that fails during your lifetime, everybody's looking at you like, hey, now, I didn't want to work. Look what you did.
Yeah, you
but
didn't.
If those restaurants sense that they might be going out of business, they should go on out of business sale at a restaurant. But then yeah. I'm thinking, like, y'all ain't really cleaning the kitchen much then, probably.
You're not going to have much food left.
Yeah, the workers here, they know they're not going to have a job soon, so they may fart on my steak or something. A little extra rub on it.
I remember going to a barbecue joint years ago. It was the last weekend, and I'm like, they ain't going to have any food. They were out of most stuff. I'm like, why did we go? Waited too long. You got to go right when they announce we're going out of business. Because, I mean, he was going to order food. People don't think about that.
Right.
Why would you? You're going out of business.
I mean, what if it was like a Christmas miracle and you legit were going to go out of business and then suddenly word got out, hey, Fat Boy's Buffet is going out of business.
Well, I told you it would.
You notice what? That's what happens now. Word gets out a lot.
So you thinking it could be that whole thing of, guess what, guys? We actually did serve 5,000 customers this week and we're going to keep the doors open.
Or they take to the GoFundMe pretty quickly.
Which, my God.
Which, if a certain university would have done that weeks ahead of time, you might have raised the money you needed to stay open.
Yeah. And there's people say about that, like, oh, the surcharges you have to pay. Well, I mean, any time you use any kind of credit card now. Like, did you see that Walmart's in bed with Burger King now? So if
no.
I don't want to, like, give them a free plug. But, yeah, like, it's all, like, integrated together. So get our card. It's not just getting cash back or points
get
or anything
the points,
now.
Yeah.
You get to use this credit card and save money at other places.
I know somebody who works for a company and he gets a free Whopper every month.
Whoa.
Hey, that's a deal. How do I sign up for that?
It's listed as a part of his work perks. I'm like, okay, well.
What?
Tell me we're a cheap company without saying it. I'm talking about the big box retailer.
One more perk than you have.
Yeah, right. I know. I'm like, oh, I got to pay $12.45 for it when I get the sandwich
you
only.
You get bagels every once in a while.
Yeah, 3 hours cold and fingered through.
That's what I was going to say. That popped into my mind the other day when I thought about getting a bagel. You popped up in a thought bubble that said, fingered through bagels.
I mean, you
that
going
sounds
in.
So nasty.
Even if you're like picking up one to move it, like those, and the three or four people do it, like they're all getting fingered. They all, every once in a while, your finger's going to slip
right. I'm never
going
to eat that again because that makes me want to vomit.
You shouldn't.
They're mixed.
They should individually bag them in brown bags and write on there, you know, all the crazy names and stuff.
I don't want to say where these bagels come from. They might share a name with a famous band that, you know, we play to open the show with, but wrap them up. They mix the onion bagels with the cinnamon.
And once those onions touch it, oh, it's done.
Yeah. Really?
Them everything bagels, it's got like...
Nobody
I like the poppy
them.
Seed ones, but they don't usually have those.
Who's going to be the jackass that gets an everything bagel for breakfast and ruins it for everybody?
Is there an allergy we can say that poppy seeds cause? That way they wouldn't be able to put them all together.
Well, you'll test positive for a drug test.
All right.
That should be,
they don't
you know,
do that here. Why do you? I mean, we would all be.
I wouldn't.
But other places do
well,
random,
if they test
right?
for alcohol, you would be.
Yeah, they would. If they test it for hooking
yes,
up.
Yes, because I wipe my hands with it every single day.
Yeah, wine don't count.
If they test it for hooking up with hot dudes, I mean, you'd
do
be
it
fired.
From cleaning up puke.
You'd fail that test. If it was one of these,
for real, though.
What makes you think I would fail
if
that
if it was
test?
One of these tests, blah, 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 blah.
No, I would pass that test with flying colors. I'm fight with
would.
You. All of you.
Are you, for those that are not watching our surveillance cameras in here,
I was doing the tongue in the cheek.
He was doing the tongue in the cheek with his hand like he was punching himself in the face on the other side. And Paige said she would pass that test because she is good at it.
No, because I don't. He says I do that frequently.
Oh. I mean, you got to stay in practice,
you know,
right?
I haven't done that in a very long time, is what I'm saying.
Do you remember how? You probably forgot.
No,
she
I
just,
don't.
Oh, God, pen that drop. Was great. You couldn't see it. She just went to pen drop, but it landed on a stack of papers. She
oh,
hear
my
it.
God.
She wait, like, let me do it again.
Pen drop.
Ooh.
Oh,
oh. Oh, let me do my pen drop.
Uh-oh. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. I got two. Well, I got one, too.
Ooh, his is heavier.
Why is it louder here?
So, oh, my God.
Oh, drop that one, Paige. Thanks a lot.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Hey, sweet girl. Hey, what you doing?
My phone, girl.
You licked my phone, girl. What you doing? What you doing? What you doing, boy? Feeding time.
That's my stomach in the background.
Otis, where you at? There's Otis. Hey, boy.
That's
what you doing?
What you doing?
You licked my phone, girl. You give me kisses? Say hey, Laura. Give me kisses. What you doing? Feeding time.
Will that be Otis the cow's voice? What's up?
No, that was me singing. And that was real. That's my real turkey too.
Give me kisses.
If I ever have to work in the clubs, that's gonna be my song.
Oh, she's gonna come out at feeding time.
It'd be the shortest main stage you'd ever be on.
She might have a satellite stage that one.
Feeding time.
On the side stage because she pulls it to the side a little.
Yeah,
it's Mama Paige.
She's dressed like.
Oh, she comes out dressed like a cow, but the udders are like, you know, cutting
the
skin.
Oh, my God. You went in a way I was not thinking
at all.
How
did I get to be that big?
Like one of them inflated ones, like for Halloween costumes?
Cows have more than one breast, though.
What?
Thank you for that.
She's got the...
Well, it looks like you do.
She's got the cowhide that is cut up under the bottom.
It's crotchless.
Well, you're doing that.
Coming to the main stage. Who is feeding time? Is Mama Paige.
She'd be dancing to something off Aerosmith's Get a Grip because of the album cover only.
Get your $3 bills ready. She's going to swing them around, knock you in the face. If you get a concussion, you can't sue us.
She's utterly entertaining.
Yeah.
Feeding time.
You won't be able to utter a word. We call her Silky Milky.
Silky Milky. Dang it.
Play that song again. I'm going to see if
she's
going to
make your pants move.
Oh, she's getting down now. DJ's got to take a dump, but rest assured, I'll be back to see the rest of
this. Yeah. I'm upside down on the pole in the cow suit.
Oh, she always talks about hanging upside down.
She'd bring a little stool out there. Not defecation, a little wooden one. For you to set on.
She's got Swiffers on her urethras, and she's going to clean the main stage. Those are football nipples. Those are real.
I can't even explain this.
Her nipples are so big, she can't use pasties. She uses actual pastries. In fact, that's pecan pies on her breast right now.
Oops, overbaked. Oh, my God. We have a pie-eating contest.
What
off
is
of
this
knockers.
Song called? Planet Soul?
Yeah, it's Planet Soul.
I hear
set
it.
Set you free.
So many, like, internet bits or videos and crap.
It's starting to come back, especially, you know, from the Astro days back in the day where everybody was doing drugs in the bathroom. First place I saw two dudes hook up. I can say it now because they're not a business anymore.
Yes.
Hey, Fetty, they
want
to spend money.
Why were you standing there watching there? That's
we looked in the mirror at the same time. That's how we met, actually.
I couldn't believe it.
He had a neon green pacifier. Mine was pink.
Fatboy waves. I'm next.
I'm like, you know, God. I'm like, you don't see this every day. She's volunteering me to get be a pin cushion.
Right.
Did you go to bully school? She went to bully school last night. Almighty.
She's out there with JNCOs and like 14 pair of suspenders pulled down by her side. Keeps getting hung and everything. She's sitting there trying to. Well, you didn't have cell phones then. Well, you had cell phones, but not like now.
Yeah, JNCOs, not cool ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a T720 and flipper.
Hey, will you come over here and hold my Grip'em sticks? I need to wipe.
Oh, my God. There's Grip'em sticks hanging out in the club.
She'd sit there, twirl them up in the air, wipe real quick, catch them.
How does this work? So this is like a big ass Jax? Is this how this grip of stick works?
My favorite video of that stuff is I don't even know what you call it. They're not grunge. Grunge is like flannel and ripped up jeans.
Oh yeah.
Which is basically like what
and the
moms
long,
wear nowadays.
Long underwear and shorts and Doc Martin boots.
Long underwear?
Yeah, like the what do you call it? The white ones.
Long johns?
Long johns.
Oh.
Long johns and...
Fat boy, would you wear Long John Silver's Long Johns?
God, I would.
That would
shorts,
be a fun little look.
Long jeans, shorts.
Nobody rang that bell harder than me when I got those six chicken fingers.
Six, they're planks, you ass.
Yeah,
they're planks.
I saw some hot guy wearing Long Johns, shorts, Doc Martens, a flannel shirt with nothing.
Was the flannel tied around his waist?
You saw a hobo.
No.
That's what you saw was a homeless dude.
No. Rhymes with that.
He was on home.
He just had the flannel shirt with, and his shirt was open. He was hot.
Yeah, but amazing. Take them same Doc Martens, you put red shoelaces in them, and he's not a hobo anymore.
Oh, he's something else. Then go get a haircut.
Oh.
Can you read it?
No.
Ooh, guess who's still on the stage? Mama Paige.
Paige
shaking
rhymes
it for you.
With Rim Ted.
Oh, God. Okay, what am I doing now?
You're shaking it on the main stage. We got to do more milk references.
Oh, God.
She's got a Swiffer in her crack. She's going to clean that pole for you.
I'll do your body good. That's not a milk mustache.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Come back to me and Laura. I mean, the cow.
Hey, baby, you like chocolate milk?
Oh, yes.
Come on now.
I like all milk. I like almond milk. I like milk of magnesia.
I like throat milk. Oat milk. Chode milk.
I like Milky Way candy bars.
I do.
I like the Galaxy Milky Way.
Uh-huh. I like anything chocolate.
Milk. I like the movie Milk.
You said you saw.
I like Martin Luther King because it's almost milk when you do MLK.
You like Harvey Milk?
You probably knew Milk, Paige. Or Dan White.
No, I remember when that was going on.
Did you ever go shopping with Billy Bean?
No.
Yeah.
She said she met saw a hot dude and what'd you say he had what was he wearing?
How did
shorts and long johns.
Long johns with long johns.
With jean shorts,
God.
Doc Martens, flannel shirt with no shirt underneath, and he had abs. And
so
he
you saw him 30 years ago. It sounds like what he was wearing.
And they were in a band called Soundgarden.
Oh,
pin drop.
You talking about the bassist from Soundgarden?
No.
The big old Bruiser Brody looking dude.
Yeah,
talking about
racially ambiguous guy.
You know,
you mean?
He had that look.
But they all look. You're talking about like the '90s look.
But the one guy looked like Bruiser Brody. Like had the big beard, the long curly hair.
He kind of
like a fat Dimebag Darrell. Fatter.
He looked like an older version of the cross-eyed DJ from Incubus. That's who you reminded me of.
God bless. Didn't you just interview them, Paige? Was he cross-eyed?
Who?
Incubus.
The DJ from Incubus, the cross-eyed guy.
I didn't do Incubus.
Not Brandon.
Oh.
Not Brandon Boyd.
Did you interview?
Oh, no.
Scott Scap. Stap.
Well, I'm going to do that.
Statman Crothers.
I'm going to do that on Monday.
Saw Linkin Park.
Oh yeah,
I did. Park. I did.
Old Chinode.
Yeah.
Many others.
What about DJ?
I did interview from Everclear, if you're thinking of Art Alazakis.
Never.
Oh, I just talked to Art.
Never, yeah, ever. He's really cool.
I'm not into Greek rock.
Did you tell him your brother's named Art?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I said, are you an Arthur, or do you always been an Art? And he goes, he was an Arthur.
Did you make a Fonzarelli joke while you
were there? That's the only question you got.
No, I talked a lot.
You back there, Paige WTPT. Yes, I had a question.
Are you an
Arthur?
It's
more of a comment. I have a brother named Art. Okay, I'll listen to your comment and sit down.
No, that wasn't. I said, does your mother call you Arthur? And his mother's from North Carolina. She's a Southern woman. So
there was that correlation.
Yeah, so he is an Arthur.
Did you ask him if he made chili?
No.
I didn't ask him if he gave
His name's Kariakis.
No.
What is it?
He said he listened to his mama because his mama was right because his first wife wasn't the one. The second one, his mama loved the second one, and she's the better wife.
Let me tell you this.
So your mother knows these things.
Not to turn this upside down because it already was, but I have literally I want to share this because I bet you a bunch of it has happened. I have, yesterday even, yeah. I was going by the grocery store, and my mom's, that was her grocery store too.
Yeah, it was. I know which one you're talking about. Too.
And please.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mom. And I was think of this tremendous week for me and my family, and really anybody that knew her. But and I was like, I need to call my mom, see if she needs anything. Well, I'm, how does that,
it happens.
How do I get completely,
just your thoughts come in, because I would...
Yeah, but that's...
No, it's not.
I feel dumb.
Oh, you can't.
I mean, I
because
feel,
you're
like,
still
do, crazy.
It's still shocked, because after my husband passed, I'd see his car, his SUV in the driveway going, oh, Chris is home. And then I realized, no, he's not. He'll never be home. So I had to get, that was a trigger for me. So I got rid of things that that were triggers because it would make me feel bad. And I would, and so I got rid of all his boots, if I saw his boots.
You don't want those triggers.
And then
good.
But I mean, you're better than I was. I didn't.
With my dad, I've sometimes, certainly not that close to the time of his passing, but after I think of or see something or whatever, hear a song and think, oh, I wish my dad could hear this or blah, blah, blah. But I felt like, dude, are you slipping into something here? I'm being very honest with you. I was like, are you, is this,
but
not that I ever thought it was all a dream for real, but how did you just for a split second forget that happened?
It just happened.
The whole process from death to burial is
too fast. Yeah, you recommended
a
book to me that I'm going to
they're all,
look at.
You have to go through all the stages of grief.
There are Walden books around.
It's called Highlights.
And they're there's denial that it happened. You can't believe you're in shock, anger, everything that you feel. And it's just normal.
I don't have anger.
Well, I did. I was angry.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I wasn't angry at my husband for passing. I was just angry that I was in that situation.
I'm
alone,
in shock now.
You know?
That we haven't gone to break.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just wanted to share something personal with you, selfish SOB.
I know. It's just.
You could kick him for me.
When your dad died, you get a song. Yeah. I got nothing but a receipt from life insurance.
No.
I got 50 pounds.
Well, at least I had it. At least I had it. It's like, hey, we took care of that. We good now? And then the other one. For $242.
God.
I want to talk about that one day.
Such a work.
Because a lot of people, and not that, whether it be, actually no matter what age you're at, I wonder if that's something that you have life insurance because you were told to, or your parents or grandparents had it, or you just in the grand scheme of things, is it even a needed thing? Really?
I mean, it kind of is, right? Because the family is really not a burden. And They can bury you with it.
Okay, so just figure out what a funeral's cost, even add some inflation into it, and then just stick that in a trust.
Way too much. Got way too much money.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the compliment.
Even a cremation, I was quoted $1,500.
Oh, yeah.
For, just for the basic.
It's expensive. I had to take a loan out from for my mom.
God. It's something that might subside in a little bit. I feel like a lot of stuff with your dad has is as far as like the daily.
Well, I mean, hell, it was 17 yeah. years. And it's just fine. But, yeah, I didn't mean to bring that down. I did want to stick that in because I know this next hour we pays doing headlines and all that stuff. But,
we didn't.
I mean, no, babe. I'm just kidding. Like babe, doing. Honey, ma'am, sweetie. I'm just kidding. It's just Check. Like I literally felt like I was like slipping into some kind of whatever.
It was understandable, right? It's going
to
happen.
Yeah, but that's not to me.
Like, yeah, it's not going to be the first time you do that either.
I mean, I've tried to like call before, like, here it is. All right, we'll go to break. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I've been off a little bit today, man. I That's don't okay. feel worth a crap, and I feel like I'm losing my mind.
No, please don't do that. Well, we're going to talk about we are going to talk about the new role that Martin Short will play on ABC. We'll do that and other stuff in your Rise Guys headlines.
Is it going to be without Steve Martin?
Yeah.
He's working a lot. He's doing a lot of stuff now.
This one, you may like it or hate it. I'm going to tell you next.
Oh, it must be politically driven.
Mm-mm.
Or reboot one. We'll get into it. Oh, I got it. I nailed it. Look at her face. I nailed it. It's a reboot.
She's not a good poker facer.
She's not a good poker facer. You're no Lady Gaga. All right. Good morning, everyone. Way late.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.